Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that, 6:01 on the final Tuesday without school. The final Tuesday without school for 2025. How about that? The thing that just popped into my head, and I'm like, oh, ho, ho, ho. But on the upside of that, football's coming.
Football's
coming. The foosball is the devil. Yeah. I was watching Waterboy was on this weekend. I forget which channel it was on.
You know, sorry, Jenny, go ahead.
No, I got nothing.
I was just going to say, even for somebody that doesn't love football, there's something so comforting knowing it's like here, everyone comes together, there's like parties, you eat. It's just like a cozy feeling, if that makes sense.
The people that do that, the people that, and I realize you're not doing that, but the people that go, I just don't like, you're just trying to create, you're just looking for attention in a really weird way of that, where I just, I don't like that thing that everybody else likes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, okay.
A rebel without a cause.
I don't care about the foosball. And it's just like, okay, well, just go have some nachos and calm down.
Yeah, there's so much to like.
I'm gluten-free. And it's like, okay, now you're just... And now...
You're a pain in the ass.
Did you hear what I just heard, Michaela? Did you hear it in your headphones?
That's my man.
Everybody, did you hear it coming out of your speakers? The comforting laugh of Adrian Hernandez. He's back.
Hey, I missed He's you back. Guys. I'm glad
he survived.
Back.
Hey, I'll tell you something, and this is a great credit to you, and I gave you a lot of credit while you were gone, mm-hmm. that Eva did a spectacular job, and I know that was due to your fantastic training. And
the tutelage?
with the guidance. She's great on her own, but I could tell you really coached her up, and she listened. And it was, you know why? Because she did it the way that we do it. And so that's always the thing. You know what I mean? So good on you. You did a great job.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to taking more days off then. This is great.
Buddy, I'm telling you, it's opened a whole new world. It's how was SummerSlam?
SummerSlam in New York City was phenomenal and fantastic. I am not the biggest New York person. I was boozy this time. I took a rental. I didn't care how bad traffic was. I was like, I'm not getting on the subway. I have no time for buses and the Port Authority and all that stuff. But no, it was fantastic. It was great. It was two nights. There was a lot of media stuff I got to do. And it was great. I almost lost my credential, though. That wasn't great. And when I say lost, I don't mean
lost
like
or taken from you.
Taken from me for a comment I made in jest. But thankfully, a WWE Hall of Famer had my back and said it was okay.
Is that a tease? Are you teasing?
Do you want me to go straight into it?
Are you teasing?
No, I'll do it right now. So the way that the press box was set up at MetLife Stadium, it was split between the media and the catering for everyone in WWE, which means all the wrestlers, all the talent, all the staff.
Oh, wow.
Which typically isn't
and
the case.
And they had to go all the way to the press box for catering?
Yeah, it's very weird. I don't know how MetLife Stadium works, but that's the way it worked. And okay. So as we're walking in, all the TVs inside the building are playing WWE programming. And if we can remember when Hulk Hogan got booed for his last time he showed up on WWE TV, the reason he was on WWE TV was because he has a beer that's a sponsor. Real American beer.
Real American, that's what it
was. Obviously, he's passed away, but the sponsorship is still there. So the commercial that Hulk Hogan does still plays. So we're walking, and this commercial's playing, and someone makes a comment about the beer, about if it's good or not. And I go, and I wasn't thinking. It was just my first thing that popped in my head. I was like, yeah, that beer is to die for.
And then, oh, no. And that's sensitive.
And then I'm not going to say a name, but he's a Hall of Famer, and he's a phenom. was like,
why can't you say the name?
Joke. I don't want to give it. I'm not trying to get nobody. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, because you're already in trouble. You don't want to attempt fate twice.
The
I got
phenom
you.
Phenom is the clue, and that's it.
I don't.
Oh, God.
Great. Okay. If you know, if you don't, whatever. But he laughed and had my back. And if that guy has my back, then I'm good. So, yeah. But the event itself, it was great. It was two nights. Jelly Roll did cool. It was just good.
Oh, yeah.
We got a lot of good interviews, got a lot of good stuff. So, likely with Adrian Hernandez, if you go on YouTube, the Free Odyssey app, to go check stuff out. But, no, it was great.
Yeah, Cardi B looked so cool, too. I was so excited.
Is it this one? And you can blur this in if you end up posting this video. Blur. Is it that
100%.
God dang, that's a good one. That's a good guy to have his. That's a good like, guy to have his back.
He said I'm good, so I'm good. Because
he said you're good, then you're good.
Oh my God.
He said you're good, then you're good. Wow, that's pretty
but
great.
That's the worst, dude. Have you ever made a comment like it was even like meant to be such an a-hole thing to say, and then you're like, no.
Well, and Adrian is no Hulk Hogan fan because you know, is it just because of the stuff that he said, or is it more than that?
Oh, there's the other stuff too, there's but more. That's probably the most pointed reason.
I get it,
but I didn't say it maliciously or premeditated. Yeah. It just came out. I was like,
listen, let me tell you something, brother. There was a point where I was willing to go, you and I part ways on this, and fine, and I don't agree with you, blah blah blah. No, I get it. I do. I get it. I totally get it. And I want to admit publicly that I was there. I was wrong. I might have been a little too defensive just because I had drinks with the guy on a few different occasions. Doesn't mean they're not a bad guy.
From you know the bottom what I mean? Of my so. Heart, I appreciate it. But aww. Yes, New York was great.
You're my brother.
And I'm glad to be back. So let's
you're my
it.
Brother, brother. brother.
Thanks, bud.
So
thanks, brother.
Already.
Thanks, brother. Come on, Michaela, say it. Thanks brother.
Brother.
That's what
thanks,
I wanted.
Brother.
It's good. the family's back together. Yay! I feel good about it.
Thank God.
A Tuesday morning Chet Buchanan show.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this on 98.5 KLUC.
That was fun. During the break, I had to go talk to a Seattle radio station because in another life, in my alter ego, mm-hmm. I'm the public address announcer for the Seattle Kraken. And did you guys see the video with the mascot Bowie? They took a guy up to Alaska.
Insane.
Took one of the players up to Alaska to do because they kind of consider Alaska part of their territory. You know how the Golden Knights go and play in Utah because they're trying to make sure that hey Mammoth,
yeah,
you're not the only we were here first. You know, and everybody fights over Idaho and that kind of thing. So they decide while they're up there, they'll do a social media play and just go fishing. And they'll take the mascot and this player, and they'll just go out on a river and go fishing. And all of a sudden, this brown bear goes,
ooh,
what's this creature I've never seen in my woods or in my river? Mm-mm. And comes out to take a look. And then when everybody goes, ooh, bear, let's move out of here. Then the bear charges at him. And they, you know, and there were guides and it was perfectly safe the whole time, but it was, yeah, scary stuff. One of the guys, our buddies at the Wolf in Seattle, also an Odyssey station, Captain Ron thought it was CGI. He thought it was AI.
Because it was so perfectly in the video. I was like, could you imagine they like hired the bear? They were like, listen. Be a bear. You know what I'm saying? SAG-AFTRA is waiting for you. Just do your bear thing.
And I believe that there is somebody who could be a very convincing bear.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
listen, it wasn't. I think I even said to you, like, why didn't you just take off his like costume? And you're like, no way, they're buckled in those things. Like it would have taken him so much time. Just run. No.
Yeah. He's literally Bowie's just he's really great. He's really, really great. So he lives that life.
Yeah.
So it's better. Yeah. He just did the right thing. Keep it moving.
Did the bear end up okay?
What's that?
Did the bear end up okay?
Hungry. Still hungry.
Okay.
The bear just didn't.
Yeah, starving.
All right. Let's get to the first pick. Angelica in Sunrise Manor fires this off to us yesterday and things kind of blew up in the last half of the show, surprisingly. My three-year-old was on a play date with another kid. They were playing in the sprinklers. My kid brought out a squirt gun, and the mother of the other kid freaked out. She said her kid does not play with guns and that we needed to put it away. I think squirt guns are fine. They look nothing like real guns anymore, and they're fun. But she disagreed. And what we learned yesterday really quick is there's two types of people in the world. There's squirt gun people and non-squirt gun people.
Mm-hmm.
And the squirt gun people all go, they literally all go, oh, God, what are you doing? It's harmless. Stop it, you big poo-ha. Stop being a big baby. You know what I mean? And they're really hardcore on that side.
Totally unoffended.
And the non-squirt gun people are like, but the children, and again, it's guns, and we don't do guns. I don't know why I'm doing that voice, because that's not fair either. I guess I did a voice for the squirt gun people.
Yeah.
The non-squirt gun people were like, no, this sucks. All guns are bad guns. You know, that kind of thing. And and it went off. Our buddy Michael Yo chimed in. Now this is when you should chime in. 702-364-9898. What do we have today? Oh, Brandy and Monica tickets. That's right. We ended up with more tickets for the Boys Mind Tour at T-Mobile Arena on Friday, November 7th. So if you want them, get on the phone right now. 702-364-9898. We tried to get Harry Styles to give us some of his toys to give to you. And at this point, we haven't gotten an answer.
First pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Three-year-old on play date with another kid. They were playing in the sprinklers. Kid brings out Angelica's kid brings out a squirt gun, and the other mom's like, "Whoa, no, you're not. No, we don't play. We don't. My kid does not play with guns. You need to put that away."
Oy.
Angelica's just not that. And I realized this yesterday, where it was just. Yeah, you're either a squirt gun person or you're not a squirt gun person.
Yeah.
I agree with Angelica only on that. I don't think they look like guns. But it was, and then the other thing that just knocked me for a loop was our boy Michael Yo.
And that knocked me for sure too.
Yeah, we both Michaela, Adrian, we were just like, we were blown away. Who's on the phone right now?
We got Raina Haddock from the Southwest.
Yeah, let's bring Raina in. Let's bring everybody in. And then our buddy Michael. Hi, Raina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Then our friend Michael says, and I thought about this. I thought about it all day. Raina goes, trust me, as a parent, it is never good. No matter what kind of gun, water gun or otherwise, when a kid points a gun at their parent and pulls the trigger, it's a weird feeling. I've been in squirt gun fights with my nephews. My God, I've been in squirt gun fights with lots of kids. It's a squirt gun. I know the difference. But it's such an interesting take on it.
Mm-hmm.
Raina, what do you say?
I say no guns. Even sometimes with even a gun that you just put a little target thing on. Kids sometimes shoot you, hit you in the wrong space. My grandkids do it all the time.
Well, that's the idea with the squirt gun, because then you go, they pee their pants.
Yeah.
As long as you're not aiming towards the face. If it's just a good fight where everybody knows we're going to do a waterfront fight, that's fine. But surprise, no.
But you're... But you started by saying no guns.
No, I'm not going to say no guns in general. I mean, it's like we just had a party and we had a water gun fight. So,
okay. So you're just like, as long as they don't hit me, we're good.
Yeah, right.
No, which is fair.
You're not aiming towards somebody's face.
Yeah.
You know, if it's all in good fun.
That's awesome. Brandy and Monica, tickets for you. Thank you to our friends at Black Promoters Collective. We'll see you at the Boys Mind Tour at T-Mobile on Friday, November 7th. Have a really great day.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I know.
You.
Simple. Yeah, easy.
Simple. Hey,
yeah.
Don't want anything.
No muss, no fuss. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. Yes. I'll applaud for that.
Yeah, go,
please.
Girl.
Yeah. Great. Adrian, where I can't, I don't see you as an anti-squirt gun guy.
I'm half and half. The squirt guns, the water gun fights, like, I'm cool with. Right. But as my son's grown up, we've tried to get into the Nerf world. And I got to tell you, walking through that aisle, it trips me out, man. Like, there's an ultimate Nerf sniper gun and, like, all these different iterations of the guns. And it's like, this is extremely extra. Like, yo, if you want to do paint, I don't know how the paintball world works, but I feel like there should be some sort of differentiation. This is meant, in my opinion, like, these Nerf guns should be, like, not innocent. I don't know what the right word
is. No,
but
that makes sense.
It gets pretty intense, like, if you want it to get to that level. And that trips me out. I'm just saying, like, these things shouldn't be $200, $300 and so specific and intense.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but they are. Yeah, but I grew up, and I realized, too, that I'm different. I grew up shooting. And I'm proud. The first award that I ever got was for gun safety. And then I became a good marksman later on. We've got guns. We up at the farm, we shoot all the time. In fact, we just made just in time for fall. We made a really cool shooting range up on the farm just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't see it. I don't see it the same way. But I get it. I get that viewpoint. Some people it skeeves them out.
And we still do the water gun fights at home, just to clarify. Like, we do it all the time. Because the water guns, especially when it has like the big thing where the water stays, it's like it seems different, and it is different. And like, it's completely fun environment when we're doing that. So
yeah, I feel this. I think that, like, it's still fun to me. I'm a kid of the 90s. It wasn't a big deal. Even paintballing. Mm-hmm. I went with my cousin got married. So we all went paintballing for her bachelor party. And then she got married the next day. And the only worst part about that was we all showed up with these little dot bruises all over our bodies. Mm-hmm. The photos were so ugly, but we had such a good time. But it's like, I get it. I just don't see it as like, even if my niece or nephew were playing, like, we know the difference. You talk about the difference, but
yeah.
I had fun growing up.
The world can be a scary place, and the world's a place where you've got to take responsibility for certain things. And that's where it comes in, you being a parent and going, hey, look, this is a squirt gun. This is the difference, you know, this is not.
Yeah.
And these ones, you don't point at anyone.
For sure. You know?
And the mom's reaction was a little weird. I would have personally, if I'm having a play date and the kid's behavior is something different that I don't want sire to be doing, like typically maybe language, you know, I would pull the mom to the side and be like, hey, not make a big confrontation in front of the kids.
Put that away.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey,
we don't play with guns.
Can we not do that? Is there something else that we can do? Because we don't necessarily do that at home because of A, B, and C. So,
but again, and I don't want anybody to think that I don't understand that other side of it, though. That if this is a fundamental, you know, when you're talking about something like, again, guns, we if that's a fundamental, I'm totally against it. It's a tough spot to be in. You know, if somebody else is doing something that flies in the face of everything that you're teaching. So it's tough. It's a tough putt.
How far does it go? Do you go to video games where you have guns in the video games? Like, how far do you take it? I don't want to roll this out. I'm just saying, like, it could be so many different things. It's like, just do you have a conversation with your kid?
Your kid's not playing Call of Duty, but they are playing GTA.
Or they're watching Marvel or some comic book movie.
Right.
So it's a slippery slope for sure.
Yeah, there's plenty of hypocrisy to go around. It's fine.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Well, I think it's just about time for some good feeling stories of the day. Don't you, Michaela?
Yeah.
Seems like time. 6:55 seems right. Usually, because this is when we do it. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
I love these both so much, and I'm not quite sure where to start. I guess I'll save the cute/sweet for the end. Okay. It'll be like dessert. Wow. It'll be like you have delicious dinner, and then follow it up with a perfect dessert.
Perfect.
I think that's what we got here. A brother and sister who were separated as children just found each other now 80 years later. 80.
That's insane.
Their names are Donald Hefke and Marion Griffin. She's 80. He's 81. Their mom had mental health issues, and dad just was not equipped as a man who's married to a woman with mental health issues in the 1940s.
Yeah.
And he didn't have what it takes to...
Yeah.
You know, there was a point in my childhood, I know that there was... I don't think it was ever seriously going to happen, but I think my dad, you know, wanted to make a play for custody. And I'm here to tell you that wouldn't have worked. He just wasn't ready to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because he was old school like that.
Totally.
So the babies, mom had mental health issues. Dad couldn't take care of them. They ended up in foster care as babies in the 1940s. And they got split up. So Donald found out about Marion because they were too young to know anything. Mm-hmm. Donald found out about Marion when he reached out to his foster care agency in 1963 is a billion years ago.
Yeah.
He tracked down the adoptive parents. But the adoptive parents of his sister told him to pound sand and get lost.
No.
Wow.
So he did.
That's so sad.
So you're like, okay, well, all right, this is... Donald's daughter picked up the scent and ended up spending 2 decades trying to track down Marion.
Oh my God.
For her father. And she finally did last year. She realized that... Marion's son had also been involved on behalf of his mom and did a DNA test through Ancestry.com, and they ended up finding each other.
That's crazy.
Donald's in Florida. Marion's in California. They've talked on the phone a bunch, but they haven't been able to meet in person yet because they're 80. You know what I mean?
So
she is planning to fly to see him in Florida very soon.
That's incredible. Honestly, that's wild. You reach out to the family and they're like, no way, get lost. Like, that would be devastating. Yeah. Only to then find her later on.
But I get it in the 60s. In the 60s, it was weird like that too.
Yeah.
And just really quick with this one, because the music just ended. Now I could do this, I suppose.
Ooh.
But I don't want to. Nah, I don't want to. This is like breaking into jail. Employees at a zoo in England are baffled, dumbfounded, stunned, amazed, befuddled. I don't have any more. You think I have a thesaurus in front of me? I don't. Made it up. They don't get what's going on. They found a wild baby otter in the zoo sleeping with the flamingos. just grab your hand so hard that you cracked your knuckle.
Yes.
She clutched her hands together in front of her microphone, and I swear to God, I heard your knuckles crack.
Listen, otters are my favorite animal in the whole entire world.
My wife, too.
Ugh.
Vancouver Aquarium, check out the otter cam. It's the greatest. He's the...
Immediately.
Will you make the sound that goes with that face?
You hear that?
No. And why are you pointing it at your nether regions?
She could hear my nails hit the desk.
Oh, typing on the keyboard is what she was trying to say.
Oh, you meant from my mouth. I thought you meant from my...
Yeah,
oh,
from your mouth. No,
oh,
not...
got it. Sorry.
No, it was what... Yeah, it looked like a squirrel.
I blacked out. I was thinking about otters. Sorry.
They don't know how the otter got there. Now, okay, as if the cuteness factor is not... Now, imagine little baby otter in the flamingo pen, and he doesn't belong there. And they don't know how he got there. But he was snoring when they found him. I know.
That's sweet.
I know. They say that he wouldn't have lasted very long because he had no mama.
Oh, no.
And so he's being cared for until he's old enough to be released back in the wild.
You guys. And the flamingo was just being so nice. She was probably like, come on,
flamingos. Multiple flamingos.
Oh, they knew he needed a mom.
It's ridiculous.
The best, though.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love
it. Again, Vancouver Aquarium Otter Camp. I forget. We used to know the name of the otter. In fact, I guarantee my wife will text it to me in 30 seconds. We'll already be done with this bit. It's the Good Feeling Stories of the Day, brought to you by Michael Amen and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond Wedding Resort. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. I don't know why I'm saying it fast, because he really deserves, he deserves his flowers. Michael Amen and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, how you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla, put down the sea otter cam at Vancouver Aquarium and focus on the show now.
The worst thing you could have done was tell me about this sea otter live camera.
By the way, my wife believes that the sea otter in Vancouver was Milo.
Yeah.
But we haven't been there. We haven't been there in a long time. So she thinks that Milo may not be there anymore.
No, but the fact that
I want to say it was 2013 the last time we were in Vancouver, Canada, which is weird because I have a super odd obsession with Vancouver. And yeah, I can't believe we haven't been there in that long.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we should all go. Just leave me at the aquarium.
Vancouver's awesome. It's a really good spot.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking to see if you could swim with the otters because I didn't know until this moment that that's what Michaela really wants to do.
You can in San Diego and somewhere in Texas. You can swim with these otters and it's very expensive, but you get into the pool with them. You hold them like babies and it's a full like 3-hour experience. I mean, there's nothing I want to do more than that. Nothing. Nothing.
Okay. No good intel. Now that's good to know. I know what to when I want to land the big gift. It's not. Don't buy her jewelry.
No.
Don't buy her a car. Not that I was going to.
But what you wanted?
Yeah, but swim with the otters. Done.
God, I would die. I would die.
Swim with the otters with jewelry.
Yes. Yes. It'd be the best day of my life. I'm telling you, I know what's wrong with me. I'm psychotic. My little dog Rocco looks like an otter. And every day I hold him and I say, you look like a little fat Rocco otter. And he doesn't say anything because he's a dog. But I'm like, I love you. I just am obsessed with them.
He doesn't say anything because he's a dog.
Yeah.
Because he's a dog.
Mm-hmm. He has a little red sweater I put on him. I take it too far. But okay,
what does that have to do with the otter? The red sweater.
Oh, no. Just another point of cuteness.
Just fired up. She's having a dopamine overload right now.
And gosh, she's now just
spewing out whatever thoughts come to her mind.
It doesn't help that Amy loves them too. So low key, I feel like Amy's listening and I'm like, Amy, don't worry.
Oh no, we're taking family trip.
Please.
Adrian and I'll sit on the side, get hammered while everybody swims. Do you want to swim with the otters, Adrian?
Sure.
Really? Because I don't give two rips. I mean, it'd be cool. It'd be cool, but it'd be more cool just hanging out with my boy while everybody else is, you know, freaking out.
I'm not as excited as Michaela, so go ahead, Michaela. You take this one.
Thank you.
I don't know if my wife would swim with them.
Yes, she would. To hold them?
Not her thing. I don't know. I think it might be too much.
That's also a fair thing.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be... She might not want to do it because she would not want it to be disappointing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like you build yourself up and you think this is great. And then it's like, eh.
Yes, but Amy, it wouldn't be like that. We would have a really good time. Oh, God. I think about it all the time, you guys.
You really are having a meltdown.
I don't know what is wrong. I turn into a different person. Lisa's like, you're insane. And I'm like, I know. I just love them. I think they put their little paws over their eyes and they're like shy and hiding and they're like, surprise. They eat their little fish. Oh, God. I'm done. I've embarrassed myself.
Are you?
I need to shut up.
Because I don't think you are. I think there's plenty left in the tank.
Shut me down.
I think
shut
we
me
could
down.
Do this for a long time. I had so many other things I wanted to talk to you about right now. I'm just not going to do it because I realize that we'll, that's like it. And by the way, totally worth it. The whole thing right there, that whole sequence,
thank
1,000,000
you.
Percent.
I'm just passionate about them.
We couldn't tell, but.
What?
I'll take your
what
word
do you mean? Really?
Listen, I'm so lame. I wouldn't even wear merch. Like, I'm so not that girl. But there's this merch line that they have these otters doing
merch.
Things. And the otters are like pushing they're at the supermarket. They're like doing, you guys, I can't get enough. I would wear the otter sweaters. Mm-hmm. I would.
I'm sorry. I blacked out for a second. Were you, you're wearing an otter sweater? Like a sweater made of otter?
Yeah. No, not made of otter. No. No. Oh my God, never. No.
Oh, do you know how many otters it takes to make a whole sweater? Even for somebody little like you?
Never.
How dare you, Michaela Gordon?
No.
You're a monster.
No, I'm not. Otters. No, I'm not.
Otter sweater. Yeah, for the record, my wife just sent the text.
What'd she say?
I would not, capital letters, not swim with the otters.
Really?
I understand that, though. She wouldn't want to lead herself up to disappointment.
It's just not her. It's just not her. It's not her deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
See,
my wife.
Because I grew up in Florida, and the main thing was like, yo, you can swim with the dolphins at this place called Discovery Cove. And at least, but dolphins can do tricks and stuff.
Like, so can otters.
Otters can just look. Can they?
Did you look at the Vancouver camera
otters
right
can do otters do tricks yeah
okay fair enough
yeah.
Otters do tricks
well, I'm not,
I mean dolphins do better tricks but they
I
do,
don't want to
otters
disparage
do
otters and any otters listening but I didn't know
I don't mind I'm you know what I'm willing to take heat from the
otter community
don't do this
yeah from the otter community
don't do
I'm
this.
Willing to take
heat from the
WWF's
I'm willing to take
ass.
Heat from the okay we've done that's enough we've done enough we've done enough enough
listen,
gotta go
so good,
there's stuff
thanks.
All of a sudden I looked up it's 7:10 I'm like okay stop it just get on with it
all right
702-364-9898 Jason Schaefer of Red Rock how did this happen all of a sudden he's already going for win number 3
what?
Which seems like a lot. I know. Well, he's won twice.
Oh,
Friday,
yeah,
and Monday.
Friday, Monday.
But
okay.
Here we are. Yeah, win number 3. It seems like a lot.
And he's good.
I'm with you. He is good. He's got a little Terminator in him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's calm. He's calm, and he just kind of fires through it. Why don't we put Boys to Men tickets up for grabs today? If you are caller number 25 at 702-364-9898, it's Michaela's hometown throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KOUC.
Did you feel bad? Were you feeling poorly?
No, I was feeling pretty good actually this morning, but then I feel like even better after talking about the otters.
We're talking about otters, and then it slid into up at the top of Grouse Mountain in Vancouver, which you can go from downtown to the top of Grouse Mountain in, I don't know, 20 minutes, 25. It might be a little different now. Lionsgate Bridge might be a little tougher to get across than it was.
Yeah.
But it's close. And up at the top of Grouse Mountain are Grinder and Kula, who are two grizzly bears who were, when they were orphans. Today's show is brought to you by the Vancouver, British Columbia Tourism Board. Go to Canada. Go to Canada. We don't hate you as much as we make it seem like. Visit.
Low key, we love you.
Visit VancouverBC.ca. And go today. We promise one day. Go visit Vancouver. We promise one day we'll come back and visit you in Vegas. One day they'll come back.
Yeah.
So, all right. Michaela's hometown throwdown. Let us welcome in our champion going for win number 3 today. Hello, Jason Schaefer of Red Rock.
Good morning.
How are you, brother? Feeling good?
I was feeling good, but I don't know if there's going to be questions about otters. My otter knowledge is not as good as I hope it would be.
Better get with the program, Jason, okay? Because you never know.
Better figure it out. She just switched everything to otters.
You got to know everything, man. Jason.
That's fantastic. Adrian, who's our challenger today?
Yeah, that'll be Susan Lessler representing the West Side.
Hey, Suze.
Bye.
Hi.
When you say West Side, well, can you be more specific?
Like Maryland and Flamingo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, we got you. Makes a lot of sense. First 1-3 wins the game. If you think you know the answer to the question, please buzz in by loudly and clearly saying your name, but do not answer until we call on you, because while you think you may have gotten in first, sometimes you just didn't hear the other person snake it away from you at the last second. And on top of that, your quiz master is the commissioner. Why do we call her the commissioner, Jason?
Because her last name's Gordon.
Because her last name's Gordon. Commissioner yes. Gordon, the one and only, Michaela Gordon.
This singer had one of the best shows this weekend in Vegas, proving he is not aging when he performed his hit songs like American Woman, looking Jason. Better than ever.
Jason!
Lenny Kravitz, and I saw it last Friday. It was amazing.
No way.
Well, Lenny Kravitz, and he saw it last Friday. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is correct.
It's I know. Good. It looks so good, those videos.
Yeah, and the ladies, boy, I'll tell you what, that's like fish in a barrel, if you know what I'm saying.
It is.
I'm thinking. Because Lenny Kravitz makes girls feel a certain way.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does.
I want to look that good when I'm 61 years
that's
old.
That's what I'm
God
saying.
Bless. I'd like to look that good at 25. Are you kidding?
Yeah, right?
Amazing. Jason goes up one zip.
This singer brought out some of her fans on stage while she was touring in their city, but one fan fainted between her hit songs like Firework and I Kissed a Girl. It was Jason. All too much.
Jason!
Katy Perry.
Aww. Yeah, Katy Perry had to save the day.
Yeah,
I got to be honest, Susan, it wasn't even close. Katy Perry had to save the day. The lady walks right up on stage. Straight passed out.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
I was thinking the same thing.
Well, good. Katy needs some good press.
Yeah, she does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Katy Perry
her
needs
life.
Some good press.
Mm-hmm.
Jason 2. Susan, who I can tell is not very happy with me now. She has squadouche.
This pop star will release a new song for the new season of Wednesday, which should be
Jason.
Similar.
Jason for the win.
Lady Gaga.
Are we talking about Lady Gaga for the win just like that?
Woo!
Game over.
Yay!
Ooh, boy.
It's Jason.
Susan,
sorry,
honest,
Susan.
Honest to God, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. He's really good. I'm not kidding, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you too.
I like how this TMZ pays off.
Yeah.
See?
Don't give away your tricks, Jason.
Yeah, right? Or Michaela's.
Yeah, right. That's it.
Susan,
I have questions tomorrow.
Yes.
Wait, how many
questions
did you get? You can take me.
I didn't hear any of that. Susan, what did you say?
I said, how many tickets does he get? Give him my number. He can take
me. Oh. Oh.
Maybe I love connection.
The boys, the men tickets. All right. Well, I don't know. What you guys do on your own time is none of our business. Susan, we got to let you go. Thank you. Jason, you do have, to answer Susan's question, you do have two tickets to Boys to Men live in Las Vegas at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Friday, August 15th, which, my God, is happening, you know, like really soon, not this Friday, but next, thanks to our friends at Live Nation. And tomorrow, just like that, Jason goes for win number 4 already on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, by the way, so we ended up getting sidetracked with otters, and I never got to ask you the question I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
What's going on with Mark Anthony and you?
Oh, my
God. Should we alert the media?
Alert nobody. We are the media, Chet, and I'd like to tell you about it.
Okay.
Nothing.
Actually, I shy away from that. People go, you're the media. And I'm like, no. We report on you. If you're taking us seriously.
Yeah.
You know?
We're worried about you.
You got your own issues. No, but so Mark Anthony came in to watch you sing the other night.
Yeah.
You believe there might be some sort of deal brewing with the with that room that you're in,
you know,
a Nowhere Lounge.
Only because then, I don't think he came to see me personally, unless he did, and then I'll feel so cool, but I don't think so. I think he's just there checking the scene. But my bass player, I was with him yesterday, and he goes, oh, by the way, I want to send you a photo. My bass player sends me a photo of me and Mark Anthony hugging.
The one that you sent me of him taking, trying to pull your weave out?
Well, what happened was, in the photo...
What happened was,
the photo was a representation of what was actually going through my mind while hugging Mark Anthony, because he hugged me so tight, not in a weird way, he just hugged me so tight, but I bought this fake ponytail off Amazon, and I'm still learning how to, like, really clip it in. I didn't think anyone was going to be hugging me that tight that evening, and all I could feel was the ponytail starting to, like, loosen up a little bit, and I was like, could you imagine if Mark Anthony was hugging me, and then my fake ponytail just fell out on the floor, and I was like, excuse me,
or
Mark
in
Anthony,
his hand.
Or in his hand.
Or he's just holding in it in his hand like a horse's tail.
And and that's what it feels like, because it's 24 inches of just braid, and I'm like, excuse me, Mark Anthony, can I have my ponytail back? Enjoy the show.
Oh, yeah.
And it's...
Can I tell you, did you look at this? Look at that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Will you post these? And will you post the side-by-side of you and I hugging at... Full disclosure, I've been doing the show from up in Seattle the last couple of weeks. You can't tell the difference. We're just... Well, honestly, we can't tell the difference.
No.
It's kind of the same thing. We're all in different rooms anyway. I'm just in a different room.
Mm-hmm.
And... Michaela and I hadn't seen each other in a minute, until Sunday at the Aces game. And, we hugged each other so hard. And one of the photographers there just happened to catch it. And literally, will you look at that picture and then look at your Mark Anthony picture?
Yes.
And they look the same.
They do, but it feels like you have an awareness of the fake ponytail. Your elbows are kind of up.
Yeah, one of us is pulling out the weave and the other one is not.
Exactly. So honestly, kudos to you, Chet, for knowing.
That's right, Mark Anthony.
Yeah. Mark Anthony, you might have a beautiful voice, but Chet Buchanan knows how to hug a woman with weaves. So
I think Mark Anthony may be a weave puller from way back, if you know what I'm saying. I'm just saying that might be part of the, you know,
yeah.
Might be part of Mark's game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we
is he one of those guys too that he's better looking in person?
Yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah, most Puerto Rican men are, so fantastic.
Take it easy in there. Take it easy in there, Rico. Rico Suave, mira Adrian Hernandez. Oh,
come hey.
It's like, have you ever actually met Pitbull in person, Michaela? Speaking
Never.
Of Puerto Rican guys in their game?
Never, and I want to so bad. I love Pitbull.
He's the best. And when he hugs you, obviously not when he hugs me, because he doesn't do that. He gives you the, you know, he shakes your hand like a man.
Yeah.
There's no bro hug. There's no, I mean, there might be a little back slap, but it's generally just a gentleman's handshake, right? Firm, strong, look you in the eye.
Yeah.
But then he gets a hold of a girl and he will hug and he will whisper sweet nothings.
I love
in
it.
You. He'd be like, hola, mami, it's so nice to meet you. Que rico. And it was like, what am I watching right now? I've seen him do it more than once.
Yeah, I've heard he has a lot of swag. I know a couple of his dancers, and they're like, yeah, no, he's all that.
Yeah, and you got to watch out for him, because all of a sudden you're like, where?
Well, where am I?
I'm not gonna, I'm not going to. And where are my pants?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what? Just saying. Talk about that Puerto Rican swag, okay.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It happens.
With something completely different. Record scratch, car tire screech, complete change of direction from Puerto Rican swag to Kathy Griffin. New place, new tour. She's going to be at the Criss Angel Theater at Planet Hollywood Saturday, November 8th. Our friends at Live Nation have given us two tickets to give to you, and we will do that with a 177-second survey coming up right about 7:40.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, welcome back, Adrian. Good to have you back, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Really is.
Thank
it's comforting.
You, brother.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. And the trip went well. Everything went well.
Yeah, SummerSlam.
You're a big rock star.
Yeah, SummerSlam was extravagant. We got a lot of good content. So for those wrestling fans, go search Unlikely.
Yeah, or just the Adrian Hernandez fans.
Yeah.
Unlikely pod on YouTube. 125,000 subscribers. Can't be wrong.
Insane. Yeah.
You should be one of them.
I like the
don't be left
line.
Out.
Yes.
Don't be left out. I'm just telling you.
You can
be the last
t-shirt.
One. Be the last one on your block. Last one in your housing development. Everybody else can be talking about it. You can be like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, see?
Don't be left out.
Not, you know why? Because you're not cool. That's all.
Period.
Want to be cool? Go subscribe to the Unlikely.
What's that movie with Adam Sandler? And he's like, you want to be a cool kid? Be a cool Mr. Cool. He like has to go back to school and do other grades again.
No, if peeing your pants is cool,
yes.
Then I'm Miles Davis. That's Billy Madison.
Back in the day.
That's the one that launched him.
Yeah.
Speaking of launching careers, who's taking the 177 second survey today?
That'll be Brittany Olar from Galleria.
Olar? Is it? Oh, no. Oller. Hey, Brittany.
Oller.
Hi.
Hi.
What's going on, dude? Why are you so low-key today?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm not low-key.
Oh, it's just when you first came on, it was a little like, you were just kind of, like, whatever, let's get this over with.
Oh, definitely not.
Good. Hey, what do you get a 70-year-old? Your 177-second survey starts now. What do you get a 70-year-old for their birthday?
Oh my God.
A friend, to give you a little context, a friend of mine is going to his aunt's birthday party. She's turning 70. Doesn't know what to get her. Now, do you go the typical old person sweater, robe, slippers, blanket, mothballs, depends? What do you do?
Oh, when it was my grandpa's birthday, we ended up getting him a little Fitch, like a Beta.
Oh.
Nice to, like,
take care of. Is it still alive? Yeah. Is it still alive? Did he have other fish? Did he have other fish already?
No, it was just that.
Wow.
That's so cute.
I get it.
Tank and food,
Yeah, my grandpa had Betas. He was obsessed.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's you gotta take care of them, but you don't gotta take care of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's not as much. text line. Do they already have Life Alert? Get that. And I'm not so sure that they're joking. I'm not so sure.
I'll tell you what, though. These 70-year-olds that I've been meeting, especially, like, if they come and see me sing or they want to celebrate, they look good. Like, 70 is not what it used to look like. They're, like, active and moving and cool.
That was my thought, too. I wouldn't get too hung up on how old they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I thought this was fascinating today because I came up with an answer right away. What was the, because we always ask, oh, your mom, what was the greatest thing your mom ever made? Well, you know what? Let's go both sides of this. What was the greatest thing that your mom ever made for you when you were a kid?
Made like in, like,
art. Like what was your favorite meal? What was your favorite meal?
Mom's spaghetti.
Mom's
Michaela.
Spaghetti. My grandma used to make pasta as well, which was my favorite. I try to make it. I can't. The best.
Adrian.
Chuletas and tostones. Chuletas are pork chops.
Yum.
Yeah.
Some white rice.
Seriously, my mom, it was really simple. She made hamburger gravy and we had it over boiled potatoes. And I don't know why I love that so much.
Yeah.
But I do. And that was, it was great. Now, on the flip side of it, what was the grossest thing that you, what was the most disgusting thing that you just absolutely hated, but she made you eat it?
For me, pork chops.
Michaela?
I don't know. I really can't think of anything.
Really? Wow,
yeah.
You got away clean.
Yeah.
Adrian? Adrian looks like he's struggling with this.
Like meatloaf, I guess?
Huh.
She didn't make it too much, but.
For whatever, my mom would bust out, and I don't even think she liked it. My mom would bust out frozen asparagus and then she'd like steam it and it would just be all slimy and gross.
Yeah.
It was just horrible.
It was
absolutely awful. And we did the old, just take a bite of it. And I'm like, no, because it was all fibrous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you try to chew it, but you couldn't. Mm-hmm. So it's slimy and gross. And at the same time, fibrous and just disgusting. And she's like, take a bite of it. And I'm like, no. And she's like, you take a bite. Well, you have to sit there. And I literally sat there for 4 hours.
You did?
Oh yeah. No, I was stubborn even then.
I believe it.
Oh, just
gross.
Well, so listen, Britt, have fun at Kathy Griffin, New Face, New Tour, Criss Angel Theater, what? Saturday, November 8th at Planet Hollywood, courtesy of our friends at Live Nation.
Oh, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 8:08 on Tuesday morning, the fifth day of August 2025. We're running a little late here, sorry. She is Michaela Gordon. Look at that, Adrian Hernandez is back. And here's what's great. No sooner do we get the band back together, and then we're going to all head off in our separate directions again.
No.
I could have gone with you guys to Morning Show Boot Camp, which you know, Morning Show Boot Camp is my favorite thing on the planet. It's basically a convention of morning radio nerds, which, as you can imagine, it's a lot of dudes talking way too loud and all laughing way too loud and, you know, and all trying to out one liner each other.
Mm-hmm.
But it's it's kind of a shared experience. Austin, Texas this year.
Yeehaw.
Very fun. I would love to go. I just can't work it out because the Aces have a game on Friday.
Yeah.
So I can't miss that. And they were like, just come in Wednesday and then you could leave early Friday morning. You could make it. And I was like, oh, I already got other stuff. So, but Michaela and Adrian are going to go and represent the show. We have our other contribution this year is we're sponsoring the Chet Buchanan Show, sponsoring the Wi-Fi. So you have to search. You have to, if you want to get on the Wi-Fi, you have to search Chet Buchanan Show, and the password is "Thanks Chet," which was not my idea, but it's really funny. But it's super funny. So I wish I could just be there. So when everybody goes, because you know they would do this if I was there, they would go, "Okay, everybody, turn and look and say thanks, Chet," and I would go, "You're welcome," and I'd just wave.
Yeah,
I'd wave. You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
I'd go to Austin just for that.
Yeah,
but
we'll wave on your behalf.
Here's the real question. We should have a video of me just going, "You're welcome, guys."
Yeah.
And just play it.
Just in the middle of something stupid. Conference. We're like, everyone, can you just
just when
really
they go, and the Wi-Fi is sponsored by the Jeff Buchanan Show. So, Michaela, here's the funny part. What was the question you just asked Adrian while Justin Bieber was singing?
What time's our flight tomorrow?
Don't even know.
Well, Michaela.
Listen, he booked it. And?
Yeah, they sent you an email. I put the email in to send you.
You got the email. I know you got the email.
No, I don't think so. What email did you send to me? My work or my personal?
Whatever you gave me.
Either or, you don't read either of them. I know this.
No,
I know this.
Okay.
You should have faxed me.
So, okay.
Yeah, what a
big whoop.
So somehow, okay, but.
What time?
No, really, what time's the flight tomorrow?
1 p.m., Michaela.
Oh, look at that, Michaela. You can wait all the way until after the show to try and pack.
Oh, yeah.
You can wait all the way until the last minute.
You got an hour.
Yeah. You haven't even started packing yet, have you?
No, I haven't even thought about packing yet, let alone start. Listen, my brain doesn't work like that, okay? There's always a lot going on, so I got to take it minute by minute. And you know what my therapist says? She says, just focus on the goal at hand. So I'm not thinking about a Wednesday flight. I'm thinking about this show right now. I'm not thinking about packing. I know.
What bit are we doing next?
We're talking about otters again, because I like that part.
What?
We're talking about otters again.
Oh, that was an hour ago.
Yeah, okay.
That's not the focus. That's not the focus at hand, Michaela.
Then I don't. What we're talking about great. Next?
No, really. When will you start packing?
Yeah.
Will you pack tonight?
Yeah. I'll pack tonight. Yeah, and I have, honestly, in my head, I know what I'm bringing. I've picked the outfits out. I just got to, like, throw it all together.
Okay.
And, but a lot of time, listen, I use all the things that I pack. So I have to go home, get ready for a gig, use all of my stuff. Why would I put it in a suitcase right now?
Right. So with that in mind, what are the odds? What are the chances that you have the best intentions of going home and packing tonight, but what are the odds that it will wait until after the show tomorrow, now that you know that the flight is at 1 and not at noon?
Here's how it's really going to go down. I'm going to be at my gig and I'm going to get nervous and I'm going to text Lisa, my wife, and I'm going to say, Lisa, can you bring down the suitcase and can you just put a couple of things in my suitcase for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go home and she'll have it like somewhat packed. And then I'll go, but Lisa, why would you forget these things? And she'll go, because I wasn't trying to pack for you to begin with. So why don't you pack your own bags? And then I'll go, well, because I'm tired now. And then we'll get into a fight and then we'll go to sleep.
and then you'll pack after the show tomorrow. Yeah. You'll tell yourself, well, I'm going to get up 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up right when my alarm rings.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to go ahead and pack. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, and it's just not going to happen.
Exactly.
None of it's going to happen.
No, I will tonight. I will.
Okay. We'll see.
Stop.
That's funny. All right. Relationship Rehab, Paris and Rhodes Ranch. Hey guys, I'm 8 months pregnant and really excited to have this baby for a variety of reasons. Thank God it hasn't been 115 this summer. She said, God, G-O-D, capital letters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has been pretty smooth, but it feels like a bit of a storm is brewing. My mother-in-law has been making comments about how she can't wait to be in the delivery room when her new grandchild is born. God. The only problem is I don't want her there, and I don't know how to tell her. She's kind of just invited herself, and at first I thought she was joking, but lately she's been saying it more and more. Before you say it, my husband is no help. I'm pretty sure he's never said no to her ever. Is there a way to let her down easy and not hurt her feelings? Love you guys. Thanks for making me laugh in the morning. 702-364-9898. Four tickets, count them, four, to the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival at Sunset Park, Friday through Sunday, October 10th through the 12th, courtesy of Clark County Parks and Recreation. How do you let mom down easy?
Ugh.
When she's pretty sure she's going to be in the delivery room and you would just rather she didn't. Again, 702-364-9898. Chet Buchanan Show, brought to you by Ruby Shake Shop in the district at Green Valley Ranch. Their grand opening is a week from Thursday on August 14th with 98.5 KLUC. What I Want, Morgan Wallen and Tate McRae on 98.5 KLUC. It's Chet Buchanan Show. By the way, I was thinking while the song was playing, Michaela, why I'm joking about you running home after the show, because you know you've got an extra hour now and you know that flight's not till 1 o'clock, because that is exactly what I would do if I were going. I would be 3/4 of the way packed. I would think about it tonight.
Uh-huh.
I would think about it tomorrow morning and I'd go, oh, I'll just finish it off. And then I would make some stupid excuse for not putting my bag in my car.
100%.
I would go, it's too hot. It's just too hot. And I don't want all my stuff to bake in there.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. That's just not, it's just my, I'll have plenty of time. Then you know what would happen. I would find myself in 3 meetings that would get called last minute.
100%.
Hey, buddy, can you just step in my office for a minute? 45 minutes later, I'm going, guys, I got to go. I got to get to the airport. I'd go tear an ass home and I'd make my wife lug my bag out to the curb, throw it in the truck. And then I would fly to the airport and rush in all sweaty and out of breath.
100%.
Like normal. Yeah. And that's why I believe I was projecting onto you.
Thank you. I receive it.
So I apologize. I don't have a therapist to tell me how to deal with that. So apparently that's what this show is for me.
Good. Well, that was really, do you feel more free?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, I'm not going. That's the great thing. I'm not going. I already put myself through the stress of going, and I'm not even going.
I know.
Ridiculous thing.
You've already played the whole thing on your head 5 times. You're not
sure.
I get it. Me too.
Paris is 8 months pregnant. Mother-in-law says she's going to be in the delivery room, like really just kind of making plans and didn't ask anybody. It's lit people up on the text line. So she's just trying to figure out a way to let her down easy, because obviously you don't want to just toss a grenade in and shut the door.
Yeah.
You know, and the husband is no work. We know you just got to talk to him, but what do you say? I mean, how do you really, and can you let him down easy? That's the other question. Is there a path? Because she says, is there even a way to let her down easy and not hurt her feelings? Adrian, where are we starting?
We'll start off with Marissa.
Okay. Marissa, is there a way to, first of all, do you have experience with this?
I do. And I actually had to tell my own mother that she could not be in there.
Because
I didn't want his mom in there. And he's like, well, then your mom's not allowed in there. I said, fair. Because it's kind of it's a really intimate experience. And honestly, for comfort and peace, I think she easily says, hey, like, this is kind of, I want this between us. You can come and meet the baby right after. I want you here with me. But just for the delivery, I think I just want it to be intimate.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Michaela and I at the same time went, because we were ready to go. Michaela, thoughts?
I think that's the way to do it. If you don't let one mom in, you can't let either. I feel like that's a safer bet.
Yeah.
But we don't know that that's the deal with Paris. That's the only problem.
I know.
I thought the same thing. I went, oh, that's great. Blame it on the other mom.
Right.
But we don't know if that's a thing. Enjoy your Age of Chivalry Renaissance mm-hmm. Festival tickets. Sunset Yay. Park Friday through Sunday in October. 4 tickets for you. And again, listen, if you see us, well, I don't know about Michaela, but if you see me, I'll buy you a turkey leg.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Oh, thank you.
I'm in. Michaela will do it. I don't spend other people's money.
Yeah,
Michaela,
you don't want to put me on blast, but I got you.
I'm not doing it. All right. Thanks, hang on one second. Marissa, thank you. Ashley, thoughts?
Personally, I think that she should have shut it down before it even became this huge thing. But no, it definitely, if she's uncomfortable with it, it's her body, it's her baby. She needs to say something. Even if it's going to hurt feelings, at the end of the day, this is her experience.
I love that we're able to co-opt my body, my choice for so many different things.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
My body. It's my body, my baby. Get out.
Yeah. Get out of my room.
But that's not exactly letting her down easy.
Well, sometimes you just got to pull the hangnail, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like you. I like you, Ashley.
Hey, I got a couple issues. Can you stick up for me, Ashley? Can I give you the numbers and you call for me?
Ashley's the hammer.
Yeah.
We just send Ashley in to be the hammer.
Yeah, she is. Kills it.
Would you not agree, Ash, that it's maybe kind of in the delivery?
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of how you do it.
Right. No, I would agree to that. Maybe just sit her down and say, listen, like, you know, I love you and I respect you as, you know, my baby, my mother-in-law, my baby's grandma, but I really just want this to be an intimate experience for my husband and I. And her husband needs to step in too. Like, he needs to, you know, man up a little bit, in my opinion.
He's no good. I don't know if you heard that part. My husband is no help. Pretty sure he's never said no to her ever. My guess is this isn't going to be the first time. So I don't know.
It makes it so much worse.
I like that though. I do appreciate the direct approach. Ashley, have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tia, what are we going to do about this? You got anything else? You got another way?
Yeah, I would just tell her that there's a maximum allowed in the room, which is just me and my husband, and unfortunately, that she can't be in the delivery room.
Boy, I'll tell you what, the one thing that we've learned, though, is that you get caught. you know what I mean?
Because that is going to ask around.
Well, or she'll make some comment. She'll make some pissy comment while they're sitting out in the waiting room. She'll make a comment to one of the nurses, mm-hmm. and they'll go, "No, you could have 10 people in there.
Yeah, you could be
and
in
then,
there.
Yeah, then that gets ugly."
Yeah, that's true.
Well. Yeah, I'm just saying that. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you're saying. But
I think it's the best option, though, if it is just her and her husband, that's the way to go. And her mother-in-law is just going to have to respect that. If she's like, this is me and my husband only, that's much easier than being like, it's my mom, him, and not you. That's more difficult.
Well, yeah, it's got to be everybody or nobody.
Or nobody.
For mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. And I just think it's kind of in the way that you do it. And you just got to, suck it up a little bit. At least if your husband's not going to, if he's not going to be the one to tell her no, he at least needs to be there while you tell her no.
100%.
You know, just so you've got some backup.
Yeah.
And then. I think it's all in how you do it. Adrian, you're awfully quiet over there. Anything to add?
It just gets me upset. I feel like the mom has first, main character energy. And it's like, yo, this isn't about you. And if your feelings are hurt, so be it. Like, this is a big, big deal. This kid being born. And the mom needs to be in the most comfortable situation possible, regardless of whatever that means.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, true.
Sure. Like the previous caller saying, hey, just make up a lie. Like, I don't have to make up a lie. You can't be in here. I apologize.
Man, you're edgy. This got you a little edgy.
Yeah.
Put an edge on.
But also, I agree.
Put an edge on a boy on his first day back, man. Mm-hmm. It already got him just upset. He's like, I'm not. He was saying it earlier. I don't like New York that much. But right now he's thinking, it's better than this. It's like, yeah. So you what? Just got him all yeah. mad. Direct approach, but do it, but be nice.
Yeah, because I had a girlfriend also that let her mother-in-law in the room when she had the baby, and she regrets it to this day. She wanted to tell her no, she didn't, she was trying to be nice, and to this day, that one of the bigger regrets. So if you don't want her, say no.
Shoving the doctor out of the way, trying to be the one to catch the baby. Yeah.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. It's another edition of the Chet Buchanan Show's police blotter. Commissioner Michaela Gordon on the case.
On the scene.
That's right.
Just me. Could you imagine me and you just like being detectives, just riding around a cop car like, what's up, everybody?
I don't know why. I just got, remember the movie The Other Guys with Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell? I'm not sure which one of us is which, but I imagine that's us.
100%.
We just keep switching roles. Two employees of the Baladna Bakery in Paterson, New Jersey, allegedly stabbed last Thursday. Oof. A guy confronted a female employee about a sandwich that he had gotten 4 years ago.
Oh, no. Come on. Is he Italian?
Bakery's owners for over a decade, Abed and Mohammed Assad, came over to the guy and said, hey, it was 4 years ago. Get out.
Yeah.
And this dude said, no, how about this? And got out a box cutter and started swinging. Apparently, he said, he told Abed and Muhammad that they had given him an eggplant sandwich instead of an egg sandwich 4 years earlier. And that he was allergic to eggplant it made his belly hurt.
Oh.
They said, hey, we're real sorry about that from 4 years ago. How about a free hot dog? And how much did you pay for the egg salad sandwich? And he said $3. And they said, okay, how about a hot dog and $3?
Oh my
and
God.
He said, how about I stab you instead?
Oh my God.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, he just came out swinging.
His action spoke for him. He got Muhammad in the chest, and we hear also in the stomach. Abed got it in the hand and the arm. They're going to be fine. They're looking for this guy.
The guy got away.
But yeah,
Could you imagine? They honestly, what's so sick is they probably weren't even the employees 4 years ago. Like
no,
they
owned it.
They were the owners.
It's
that's
their
right.
bakery. It's their okay. joint. Well, but he's like, hey, 4 years ago, and they're like, sorry. You got a receipt, you know, whatever. We'll give you $3 for the sandwich.
Yeah, what the guy wants.
And how do you? Would you like a hot dog?
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's The More You Know. Before we go, Michaela, Mary F. Kill, Martin Luther King Jr., and Frank or Betty White. Nope, wrong. Sorry, that's the wrong bit. We're not doing that. Who do you think was born first? Betty White, Martin Luther King Jr., or Anne Frank?
Anne Frank.
Martin Luther King Jr. and Anne Frank were born the same year, 1929. Betty White was born 7 years before them, 1922.
No.
I know. I know. It just doesn't seem right.
I'm mind blown.
Do you know why Greenland is called Greenland?
No.
Because it doesn't have a whole lot of vegetation. Nordic settlers, you know, were there and they were like, hey, we need people to move here. So they were trying to trick people into moving there and they called it Greenland.
Oh my God. And people were like, cool, let's go. Love it.
Because back in those days, you know, back in the, you know, the 1500s or whatever it was, it was a big deal to try and get there. So once you got there, you weren't going back.
What a catfish.
They just had to get you there.
Uh-huh.
There is one group or artist, one that has had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Oh my God.
I won't make you guess because it would take
time. Yeah, tell me.
The Isley Brothers. And if you don't know who they are, look them up. Isley, the Isley Brothers, R&B group from back in the day. Started off as a doo-wop group, and then they were, their real big time was like 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
But they've had a top 50 Billboard hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. They're the only ones.
That's incredible.
All right, let's make moves. Two down, a little bit to go. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow follow us on social at 985 KLUC. Sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. Look, Adrian's back.
Woo!
Yes, I'm back from New York with a lot of new content from WWE SummerSlam. So go check out Unlikely on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts, including that free Odyssey app. And follow me on socials on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'm hanging today. Yeah. Am I hanging today? Yeah, I am.
You should pack.
Oh yeah.
You should pack for DJ's.
I was gonna say that. But you said it first.
So but you're not going to. You're not going to.
No, I might. I'm gonna pack.
You're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna pack. Stop.
I think you like the rush. I think you like the adrenaline spike that comes with having to run around at the last minute.
I told you this the other day. I just am so like, I don't know, ADHD, ADD, self-diagnosed. I have to keep my mind on one thing minute by minute. If I think ahead or do anything, I'm like, So I'll maybe do it tonight at 5 p.m. when I have nothing else to think about.
Or tomorrow morning before the show starts. Yeah. All right, cool. Everybody have an amazing day. Be a friend to somebody who doesn't have a friend. You never know whose life you're going to save. Make sure you call somebody today that you haven't told them you love them in a while. Tell them you love them. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Hey, he's back. Be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.